You came to America on a ship from Hamburg, Germany?
Came to New York.
Through Ellis Island?
Ellis Island. I said to the lady, she spoke Yiddish. I said, I would like to stay in New York. She said, young man, the papers say you got to go west. And Peter told me, he said, you're going to Oklahoma? It's nothing but Indians and black people.
What year was this?
1949, end of 49. When I told this guy, Oklahoma, he said, nothing but Indians and black. I came in Oklahoma City, I said, Mrs. Ruskin, the jewelry, I see white people. They was laughing.
So you came by train to Oklahoma City?
Came to Oklahoma City.
You knew somebody there?
And the Jewish counselor already had places where they can stay, we can live. They already had a job. One guy, a rabbi's son, he was buying the surplus from Uncle Sam. When the war was over, he opened up 16 stores. People was buying pilot jackets, hats for cold weather, gloves.
You came to Oklahoma City, and did you know somebody there when you came there?
All I met is Mrs. Ruskin, and she on Robinson, the corner, there's a jewelry store. She spoke Russian, and she spoke German and Yiddish. So three languages I could correspond with her. And it was then about 12 boys and 26 families. Believe it or not, I was the only one. Most of them went to Detroit. The Buick people, Chrysler, Ford, anybody could hold a wrench. They didn't have any profession. I was the only one. I had no problem. I said, I'm a Schneider, a tailor. And believe it or not, not one job, but three tailors came after me. In the 50s, I was making $500 a month. First, the guy I told you, we was buying all the salvage from the army. I stayed over there, 75 cents an hour. And then I said to the foreman, I'm a tailor, why didn't you? I said, the language. I said, I got to learn English. I went Monday and Thursday. Wednesday, I took citizenship class and started seeing the girls talking. And before you know, I got to learn the language. Mexican from Greece, like the table. They couldn't say a word. I said, I got to learn the language.
Was it difficult to learn English?
It's hard. Everybody, how you spell? In Europe, nobody asks how you spell. The way you say, that's the way you wrote. Russian, the same way. But if you speak Polish, it's easy to learn Russian. If you speak Yiddish, easy to pick up German. In Germany, like bread, they don't say bread, brot. And in Yiddish, they say breit. You see, it's very easy. Wasser, you know, water. Wasser in Germany, Yiddish, Wasser, the same thing. So the languages, if you was in Europe, it's easy to pick up French, it's easy to pick up Italian.